It's great to have you here as we close out the week together. Whatever you have planned for this weekend, be sure to include the local church as part of your plans. Certainly, if you believe by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and you are physically able, be in a gospel preaching and believing church on Sunday. You want a church where the Bible is taught, and you'll be able to discern if it is taught correctly when you have your own Bible with you and you're reading it alongside the sermon being given. Should you have any questions about what the church you attend believes and how biblical it is or not, feel free to write to me and ask me anytime. I hope that I will be able to resource you in this regard. Now today I want to take us back into the text in which we have set up camp, and that is Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. We will be moving forward in this text. This is Romans 1 and verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We've covered most of this as we continue to learn who God is. And today I want to talk with you about the Jew and the Greek. What does the Apostle Paul mean in the second part of this verse? To everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Well, remember to link the first half of the verse to this second half. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to who? To everyone who believes. God does not provide salvation to everyone. Contrary to popular opinion and certain false teaching, God does not save everyone in the end. Not everyone is going to heaven when they die. This gospel is the power of God for salvation only to everyone who believes the gospel. Do you believe this gospel today? Are you saved from your sin by God's grace alone, through your faith alone, in Christ alone? If you are not saved by God's grace alone, through your faith alone, in Christ alone, then according to the clear testimony of the Scripture, you are not going to heaven when you die. Hence, you see the vital importance of talking about salvation in order to make certain everyone who listens to me is genuinely and truly saved. The gospel is salvation only to those who believe in Christ. As I always add when we're talking about being saved by God from our sin, please send me an email and let me know if you have interest in putting your faith in Christ today. Do not miss an opportunity to enjoy peace with God, because when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, He will forgive all of your sin. God commands us to put our faith in Jesus. Please obey His commandment to you now. My email address, to be repeated at the end, is mark@markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at M-A-R-K-A. SWALLOW.com. And I would love to hear from you today. Okay, now as I read in Romans 1 and verse 16, Paul mentions two different groups of people. He writes about the Jew and the Greek. He does this again in Romans chapter 2 and verse 9 when he writes about the Jew first and also of the Greek. And this seems important to Paul, and it is. So let's look at the names Jew and Greek, and let me begin by defining what Paul means with these terms. We've always got to define terms when we're talking about the Bible. What Paul means by Jew will become obvious as we move along, and so let me begin by clarifying what Greek means. And I'll start with this. By Greek, Paul does not mean only people who live in the country of Greece. Yes, Greeks live in Greece, a beautiful people and a beautiful country, by the way, but Greek here is an all-encompassing term. Here is an easy way to remember what the Apostle Paul means by Greek. He means all Gentile people. And Gentiles are non-Jews. So that right now, everyone listening to me who is not Jewish is a Gentile. So we could read Romans 1 verse 16 as, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentiles. The reason Paul chose the word Greek here is because of the prevalent influence of the Greek culture among the non-Jews of his day. The Greek philosophy, Greek language, and also Greek education were driving the society, and in particular, the high society types. The educated, for example, the ones who thought of themselves as too smart for the gospel. So Paul uses the term Greek. Again, he does not mean Greek people from the nation of Greece only. He means Greek as in all Gentile people, and Gentiles are non-Jews. Hence the distinction in his letter. And Paul really cares about the Gentiles, as we shall see. In fact, he is known as the apostle to the Gentiles. In Romans chapter 11 and verse 13, he says this, "I am an apostle of Gentiles." That's Romans 11, verse 13. God has great plans for Paul among people who are not Jewish, even though Paul himself was a Jew. This gospel of salvation goes to the Greek, and all Greeks, Gentiles, who receive and believe the gospel will be saved. But Paul has set up the second half of verse 16 chronologically. He says to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The Jew first indicates that the gospel started with the Jews and then continued to the Gentiles, and that is true. When we look at this statement in light of history, we understand why Paul puts the Jew first. He is not saying the Jews are more important than the Gentiles. He is not saying the Jews are more worth saving than the Gentiles. He is simply saying from the perspective of time, chronologically, the Jew came first. Let me show you what Paul means. And I'll put this to you in four ways, and I'll just give you the first one today. First, the Jewish people are God's chosen people. This is what the Bible's Old Testament demonstrates. But God did not choose the Jewish people because of favoritism, or because he loved the Jews more, or even because God thought the Jews would obey him. No, God chose the Jewish people to be God's witnesses in the world. God set apart a people for himself so that through those people, God could draw all of the people of the world into right relationship with him. The Israelites were to be a witnessing community. They were to witness to the other nations, the Gentile nations around them, of the salvation of our God. This is certainly what God himself says through the prophet Isaiah. If you have your Bible there, you can turn back to Isaiah or write this down and read it later. I'll read two passages. The first is Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 6. "I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you. And I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations." Do not miss that last part, "as a light to the nations." That is repeated as God continues to speak of the mission of the Jews in Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 6. This is Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 6. "I will also make you a light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." Wow. It's right there in the Old Testament, spoken by God to his chosen people. "I will also make you a light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." God loves the Gentiles too, and he wants the Jews to serve as his light to the Gentile peoples all around them. The Gentiles are living in the darkness of sin. The Jews have the light, which is God's salvation. Now they are to offer God's salvation as light to the darkness of the rest of the world. This is the first way in which Paul is talking about the Jew first in Romans 1 and verse 16. God chose the Jewish people to be God's witnesses to the whole world. There is a very compelling exchange that Paul and his teammate Barnabas have with Jewish leaders hostile to the message of Paul and Barnabas. This is over in Acts chapter 13 and verse 47. Listen to how they quote Isaiah 42 and 49 when they talk about taking this great message of God's salvation to the Gentiles. "For so the Lord has commanded us, I have placed you as a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the end of the earth." That's Acts 13, verse 47. And there it is again, a light to the Gentiles. Paul and Barnabas, who are both Jews, see their mission as being the same as their predecessors, the ancient Israelites, the ancient Jews. Take the message of salvation to the Gentiles, the non-Jews, in the words of Paul himself, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The missionary spirit of the Jewish people is seen in the obedience by faith of Abraham to God's word way back in the first book of the Bible. In Genesis chapter 12, God speaks to Abram, his name at that time, with these words. "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him. That's Genesis 12, verses 1 through 4. So there you have it. Just 12 verses into the whole Bible, and already God is commanding the father of the Jewish people to be a blessing, such that all of the families of the earth will be blessed. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 4. I'm talking about what the Apostle Paul means by the Jew first in Romans 1, verse 16, and I am emphasizing that he means this chronologically in time, chronologically in four ways. And the first one is God chose the Jewish people to be God's witnesses in the world. God set apart a people for himself so that through those people, God could draw all the people of the world into right relationship with him. The Israelites were to be a witnessing community. They were to witness to the other nations, the Gentile nations around them, of the salvation of our God, hence the Jew first. God really does want all of the people that he has created and loved to be saved. And God is a saving God. He offers his salvation to everyone who will believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is who God is. And I am praying that you will respond positively to God and demonstrate your faith in Jesus Christ if you have not already done so. It is God's desire that you be saved from your sin. Will you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ today? And when you come back on Monday, and I hope you will, I will be here, and I'll tell you about the other ways in which Paul is speaking chronologically. We'll be right back in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. So join me again on Monday, for God is...